what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. It's Football Tuesday here on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. But we're going to break away from football to focus on the local sports front for just a moment. This past Friday, the Emory Spartans suffered a tough loss on the basketball court, falling to the Richfield Wildcats 65-60. And that increases the importance of tomorrow night's game against a very good Manti Templar squad on the road. Joining us right now to talk about that, we have head coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Spartans right now. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jordan.
Always look forward to it, Coach. Unfortunately, we're talking about a game where we came out on the wrong side of the scoreboard this past Friday, but it was highly entertaining. A 65-60 loss to the Richfield Wildcats. Unfortunate, Coach, because this was a game where if Emory comes out on the winning side of the scoreboard, a region championship is very, very possible as we go into the final four games of the season. Unfortunately, with this loss, that kind of puts that out of the question.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think we're playing right now not for a region championship. We're playing to try to get as high a seeding as we possibly can so we get as lower of an opponent in that Orem play-in game. And you know, we understand that, and I talked to the guys last night in practice about it, and, you know, we understand we're in a situation where we're playing for seeding, and we just got to get better every day at practice. Every game we go out, we got to improve. And, you know, it's not unfortunate for the loss down there at Richfield, but at the same time, it's encouraging knowing that we took one of the best teams in 3A right to the wire on their court, where, you know, things didn't go our way at all the fourth quarter. You know, our leading scorer, Kyson Stilson, fouls out with 4 minutes to go, and we don't get the benefit of any call down the wire and actually give possessions away on unfortunate situations. And we still end up with a two-point lead late in the game, I think a minute or so to go, we had a two-point lead with the ball. And so there's some encouraging things to take from it. The loss was painful and unfortunate, but we pick ourselves up and move on.
You mentioned Kyson Stilson, and last week you and I had a conversation about just an incredible tear he was on, scoring 46, 32, and 40, if I remember correctly, were the three games that he had. Coach, when I go back and I look at this game, he went toe-to-toe with arguably the best athlete in 3A, and that's Emmett Hafen. I don't think he's even near the best basketball player in the state, but he is one of the best athletes in the state. And there were several man-to-man situations in this game with Kyson and Emmett. Outside of that, what was the cause for Kyson's struggles, I guess, offensively? What did Richfield do to kind of adjust to the scoring tear that he's been on?
Well, I think you hit it right on the head. That Hafen kid is a fiercely competitive kid. He just really, you know, I thought he really took that challenge and just did everything he could to limit Kyson's touches and to limit his opportunities at the rim. And even the shots that he made were, you know, highly contested. And then the refs let him get away with a lot of stuff. You know, he dinked Cade in the forehead on it with an elbow, and he's just, you know, he's a real scrappy, competitive, fiercely tough kid. And when you let a kid like that get away with some of the stuff he got away with, we saw the results. And so, and then Kyson just he struggled a little bit. He got some really good open looks at threes and missed them. And, you know, you're going to have a night like that. And I thought our other guy stepped up and really covered for him well. And, did a nice job just playing, knowing that he wasn't having a great game.
Yeah, Cade Brazier was great, and you mentioned the injury that he suffered off of the elbow from Hafen. It didn't seem to really affect his aggressiveness in this game, Coach. He knocks down 6 3-point shots, finishes with 23 points. I think every team in the state would love to have a 1-2 punch. With Cade back healthy and as confident as ever, I think it's obvious that this squad has that 1-2 punch, maybe even a 1-2-3 punch if you consider Brax, who also reached double figures.
Yeah, we're still trying to kind of feel our way through with maybe some shot distribution with Cade getting a bunch of shots here the last couple of games. He's really, you know, we really kind of tried to look for him and get him those 3-point shots. And you know, it's just a matter of time before we blend those kids back together this summer. All three of those kids were just, you know, like you said, that 1-2-3 punch is just tough to overcome for defenses. And we're kind of finding a better groove for that, and talking about a few things that in shot selection that I think we can improve on. And one thing we didn't talk about off the air was the fact of how many offensive rebounds we let Richfield get in that game, and they scored, probably 14 points off second chance points, and we got to limit that some too. And we're outside every time we go out, but we got a lot of fight in us, and we can do better than that.
Yeah, second, third, even fourth chance opportunities against a team like Richfield. And I think you and I agree, Coach, if not one of the best team in 3A. You give a team like that three or four opportunities. I mean, they have five kids on the floor that can shoot the ball from just about anywhere, including the Thalman kid who comes in off of the bench and scores 17 points. You got to limit second chance opportunities, much less third and fourth.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think we did a really good job with that. That was the one glaring disappointment. After watching the videotape, was just the fact that we didn't rebound as well as we had. And a lot of it was just a lack of going and getting the ball. We were kind of standing around with our hands in our pockets, and Richfield was going and getting it, and we got to have a better effort there.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Spartan Boys Basketball Squad. Coach, I know that non-region play is kind of how you want to prepare for certain situations throughout the year, but if I go back and I take a look at the last two losses from this team, I see a lot of learning experiences. San Juan, you and I talked about the defense, score 100 points and lose. That was a lesson to this team on you got to play defense, you got to come up with stops late in the game. Richfield, you consider that Kyler Willstead was in foul trouble throughout most of the game. He fouls out early. Kyson Stilson fouls out of the game, and towards the end, Brax Jensen fouls out. I felt like this was a learning experience for some of the role players. They kind of had to step up. And so I know you never want to have a learning experience in a region game, but this one does act as a valuable experience, I think, moving forward.
No, I really think it is, and that's where I've tried to put an emphasis on our kids is to realize that we're still learning, and we've still got a great shot at a good run in the state tournament. But we got to continue to get better. We can't just be content with where we're at. We've got to, manage those late game situations a lot better than we have, and recognize the situation when you've got a 2-point lead and the ball. From that point in, it's all about ball control, making free throws, and taking nothing but layups. And I thought we made a few mistakes there, with that situation in hand. And then, like you said, we've improved defensively. We can still improve. We're still giving up some layups, and we're still giving up some open threes that we need to get a little bit closer to and make sure those kids are crowded and make those shots a little bit tougher. And so we're working on that every day in practice. Our guys have a great attitude. They're, for the most part, they're really getting after it and understanding that we got a great opportunity ahead of us, and we just really need to improve day to day.
Let's talk about Wednesday's game, Coach. Road contest against Manti. It's a very tough place to go and play. It just seems in recent memory we haven't had a whole lot of success on the road against Manti. It's a team that's going to run really deep. Coach Shakespeare loves to press the tempo. Did get a victory over this team just a couple of weeks ago, but one of the things that stood out to me is the parity offensively, be it Mason Thompson, be it Dallin Cox or Grady Thompson. I mean, they have a couple of kids that can really score the ball. Travis Thompson as well, a lot of Thompson kids on this team. This is a team that I guess the record doesn't really do it justice. I think this is a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, it's a really good team. I was looking at some of their stuff, trying to prepare a game plan for them yesterday, and it's easy to forget, but their last loss was over here against us. So they've run the table one time through on region play. That means they beat South Sevier and Richfield and San Juan and Grand all in that stretch, and they're on a roll right now, and so we've got to go over and do something with them. Some of those same things that we were talking about that were lacking in the Richfield game. The one nice thing about playing Manti is they don't have some of the size that we've seen the last couple of weeks, and so we're a little bit more evenly matched that way, and that helps us out.
Just looking at points scored, points given up, I mean, Manti and Emory, very similar.
Yeah, they really are. I think it's a little deceiving. When you look just straight at the stats, it's that looks similar, but the way it's, we're getting there and the way they're getting there is quite different. You know, they really want to press and push that up tempo and let their defense turn into offense with some of those steals. Once they get that going, they're just a different animal. They have a really heightened experience as far as, you know, their energy level is concerned when they get those steals and turn them into quick baskets. And we've got to limit that. We've got to really take care of the basketball and get the shots that we want. And then we got to contest everything that they have. And that's kind of where our focus is, you know, this week so far.
I think anytime we talk about Mad Tag Coach defensively, everyone's always going to bring up their full court press and how they can kind of, they can change the game on a dime defensively. That defense can create offense. But if we look at Embry, I thought that the full court press that you put out on the court against Richfield was successful as well. It's not something that I know we talk a lot about, but it sets this team, your team's play in the full court press.
Well, I really liked it. I thought that really turned the tide in the fourth quarter. You know, we were down 4 or 5, 6 points, something like that, and jumped into that and ended up with 3 or 4 straight steals and converted them into baskets. And it's not something that we do a lot of, but I feel like we try to use it in spots and use it when it can be effective for us, and it really was that night. And, you know, it kind of turned the tide of events in the fourth quarter. You know, we go from down 4 or 5 to up 3 just in a matter of 5 or 6 possessions, and I thought it was really effective for us.
Coach, last question before I let you go. Coming off a loss against Richfield in the manner that the loss was suffered in, how did practice look on Monday?
Well, Monday we started out a little flat. You know, I don't know if our guys were kind of down or what they had going on, but, you know, it quickly turned into a pretty good practice. The first 20 minutes wasn't so great, and then the last hour and 20 minutes was phenomenal. So, you know, we kind of got woke back up, and I think our guys are a little bit more focused, a little bit more energetic, ready to play.
Coach, it's always a pleasure to talk to you about Emory High School basketball. I really appreciate the time again today. Thank you very much, and we'll see you at the game on Manti and on Wednesday.
Can't wait.
Again, that's Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Sport and Boys Basketball Team. Live coverage of tomorrow night's tilt will begin at 6:30 right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. Now, coming up this Sunday, we have live coverage of Super Bowl 53. That'll begin at noon, and it'll carry you all the way to kickoff at 4:30 when Kevin Harlan brings you the live play-by-play call. We're going to talk more Super Bowl 53 when we return. It's a Tuesday edition of Drive Time Sports right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.